This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Both winter and spring wheat here in Washington are harvested July through September, depending on where it's grown. But from planting to cutting, growers face disease challenges to one degree or another. BASF Technical Services Rep Curtis Rainbolt says they've got just the ticket for fighting the big two.
Stalinophore is very effective on rhizoctonia, and that's probably a disease as far as seedling diseases is becoming more important than others. And it's very good on Fusarium as well. And there are a whole host of other things. And, you know, if you look at the label, there's quite a few diseases listed.
Rainbolt says they work with university researchers to find the most effective use of the seed treatment.
We'll go ahead and inoculate those soils most often with Rhizoct and Fusarium because those are some that can really be devastating. And Pythium is another important one as well. But it really kind of depends on some smaller local areas and the history of that field as far as the other ones. But those that I mentioned now are pretty widespread.
But he says what really sets it apart,
Stamina F4 is the first seed treatment that offers that Azumium active ingredient, and it really does move very well in the plant, and then it gets out into that waxy layer where the roots or leaves and is there to protect that plant as pathogens come along. So yeah, it's roots to shoots.
Washington ranks third among the nation's top wheat-producing states. At nearly $700 million, wheat is also the state's fifth-largest commodity in terms of annual production value.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.